What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations out from UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Reflex by Ugent, UNGNT underscore, off of the album Ugent. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not, and I'm your host, Dork. Today's episode we're cool. Cool, adjective, invigorating. As I always do, because I am always trying to learn and figure out what is cool, I was Googling define cool, and the definition that, like, might have even been the very first episode, which is kind of like the general understanding of, like, what cool is of or at a fairly low temperature. It's a very literal definition of cool. Doesn't really hit all of the spots that maybe the show is known for. But, like, one of the first synonyms of that kind of, like, definition of cool was invigorating, which is kind of interesting, because the definition of invigorating is making one feel strong, healthy, and full of energy. Part of why I also wanted to use, like, this kind of word or framing is because it, it's not. I thought that it was a SOCAN period. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to do, like, all Canadian art. Like, I already play a ton of Canadian local, like, independent artists already, but I put extra emphasis on it today, 100% CanCon, so that people could get paid, but actually turns out it's not SOCAN yet, but either way, pretty good. It's a good show. Good episode. But, like, invigorating as, like, that is more the verb of it, of, like, to invigorate, kind of, like, to, like, inject something. Like, I really think of invigorating as, like, electric. Like, you kind of, like, push, like, charge something up, like clear thing, that kind of thing. But the cue then is what invigorates you inherently cool, like, or like cool in kind of like the more like social understanding of it, in that it's like, yeah, like socially valued, because cool is a value that leads to something. Like, I feel like a lot of the time cool can lead to things that are not invigorating in terms of, like, comparison and, like, questioning self-worth and blah, blah, blah. Not blah, 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 but all of those kind of, like, negative effects of having socially valued, like, practices, behaviors, items, products, etc., activities. But, like, if you are, like, really into something that's maybe not traditionally cool, like, it's cool that you care about it, and it's cool that you're really into it, and it's cool that you're passionate about it, and it's cool that it can, like, it can invigorate you, it can, like, give you something. Like, I'm kind of imagining, like, you're in a social situation, you're not feeling, like, 100%, someone mentions something that you're really interested in, and then all of a sudden you kind of get that, like, clear injection of energy and excitement and invigoration. So it's kind of what we're talking about today. So we're gonna move on. This is Ugly Shadows out of Montreal, the song Kids of Tomorrow. This song was listed as one of the, or this album was listed as one of the top punk releases of 2021. So get it. This is Kids of Tomorrow, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The city is mine.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations from Vancouver, UBC Vancouver campus. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's a real cool, cool adjective, invigorating. You just heard Daddy Issues by Necking off of their debut tape, EP, meditation tape, came out in 2017, which is wild. It was so long ago. It feels like it was but yesterday. And then just before that was Pushers by Pudding off of their album Pop Over, and then opened that set with Kids of Tomorrow by Ugly Shadows out of Montreal off of their EP. So invigorating. What does that have to do with cool, besides I guess like the obvious one that it opened with, which is cool of or at a fairly low temperature, like when you go for a brisk walk and you're just like, ooh. But we're kind of talking about like what makes something invigorating, how that like affects you. Is something inherently cool just because it invigorates kind of generally? And we're going to start big and then go small. Something that's like spiritually invigorating, I don't think of, and I don't mean like something that would like reignite or, like, I don't know, pique anyone's re-interest or anyone's interest in any kind of like, I don't know, organized thing. I just mean like something like, what I was talking about before that break was about how like if you like become invigorated by something, does that make it cool? If you're like are kind of feeling low, you're kind of feeling down, if something invigorates your interest or invigorates like, yeah, like your spirit and how you're kind of feeling about yourself and that day and the world, something that like can be invigorated and is consistently invigorated is your spirit all the time. Everyone has bad days, and then something happens where they kind of get swept up or get a spark of like their spirit feeling less heavy. And it is kind of seen, I think it's really wrapped up in this idea of like rebirth. Like you're invigorated, like becoming spiritually invigorated is something that brings you back up to a point, which isn't necessarily always the case. But the things that can invigorate you spiritually can be something as simple as like getting a coffee and it being really good. Like that kind of feels like a very small moment. Or it could just be like taking time and spending time with people you love. Something can be injected into your life that invigorates you, whether that's a newfound sense of motivation, like a new passion. But I do feel like this idea of like passion and spiritual invigoration are really combined. Like it's difficult, I think, to be invigorated or like feel revitalized by something that you're not passionate about. It just like it's antithetical, I think. So food for thought. We're going to move on. This is TJ Felix's new single, Clutterbug's Wasted Breath. It came out a few days ago, or I guess like 10 days ago now. But TJ Felix's album, I used to pick, or Big Poetry Ass, and then also I think I used to pick Berries with My Mom. Both made the top 100 played albums in 2021 on CITR, which is very exciting. So this is Clutterbug's Wasted Breath, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
The dancer stands with her arms in a V, but when the music stops, her face breaks.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations from UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard As Meaty by Dumb off of their 2016 album Mustang Law, which is kind of, I guess, like old when you say it, but anyway, if you think about it, but when you say it, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. Just before that was Clean Ice by Pinch Librarian, a local band that never was able to really get standing up on their little feet. But they made demos and they're really good. So that's pretty cool. And then opened that set with TJ Felix's new single, Clutterbug's Wasted Breath. You're listening to Teachable Moments, which is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, invigorating. Is what invigorates you inherently cool? We talked a little bit about passion. We talked a little bit about valuing. Now we're going to talk a little bit about intimacy. A lot of the time when I hear about invigorating as like an adjective, but then also as a verb, it's often about in relationships. This, I think, has a lot to do with the amount of like import and value is put on relationships, being in a relationship, having a good one, successful relationships. Like, if you are not single, then you must be happy, which doesn't make any sense. But there's a lot of obviously I'm not saying that people shouldn't work on their relationships and on themselves, but there's so much literature and content about the amount of effort you should be putting into a relationship to make it work. You're very much expected to make it work, I think, or at least that's my impression of media. But I was looking up things and stuff, and I found this article, I guess, blog post off of caseyresolve.com. Intimacy, more than just intercourse, ideas to invigorate and intensify the intimacy in your relationship. And then it goes on to talk about how a physical relationship is as important as an emotional relationship, which is, again, to me, a duh. But the fact that there's this whole blog dedicated to ways to invigorate your relationship, specifically through intimacy, and how it being relating to another person, not only can invigorate you and be invigorating and as a part of your life that's exciting and supportive and whatever, but also invigorated intimacy, blah blah blah, but in how the entity or the thing that is this thing that should be invigorating also constantly needs to be or needs to get some kind of invigoration itself, and just what maintenance is maintenance of something. The maintenance of something versus the repair of something, I guess. And there's a bunch of, in my opinion, there's a bunch of suggestions. The first suggestion is having a heart to heart. I don't even know what that means. What is a heart to heart? You need more structure. Are you not talking to your person? Are you not close to your person? Why are you dating? I don't understand. But that's for them to know and I guess me to find out. We're going to move on to Debbie Friday's most recent single, Focus. You're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm gonna go
I don't want you, but I want you, and I'll flaunt you, and I'm freaking. Yes, I want you, and I'm dreaming, and I'm seeking a real feeling. Said I don't want you, but I want you, and I'm winning, and I'm losing. Yes, I want you, and I'm waiting, and I'm oozing, and I'm bruising. No, I don't like you, I don't. Oh, yes, I'll fight you, I will.
Focus! You better tighten up!
You want this? You're a knock.
To flamenco, I just keep it spicy like pimiento. World, you wanna buy me when I bend low? Wanted me to ride like I like it too. I smooth sashay like flamenco. I lose my brain to the tempo. The moon shining with a red glow. The
whole mad thing from the get-go. Yeah, you know it's everything set. Know it's everything blessed.
Everything blessed.
Baby, you don't need no defense. I'ma pique your interest. Yeah, I spent some time alone lately. Thinking maybe you could take me to the bright lights way down below. Hey, baby, wanna take me? Loving while I'm running to flamenco. I just keep it spicy like pimiento. World, you wanna buy me when I been low? Wanted me to ride like Alaveto. I smooth sashay like flamenco. I lose my brain to the tempo. The moon shining with a red glow.
Matando lo que escogió, sé que mirando y enmorecido, parta de pan se bendecido, vida no entiende de mí que yo, si tú supieras amigo mío, en vez de veda haría frío, si tú quisieras serías mío, podemos hacerlo como los críos, ama gritarlo pero escondido, ama bailarlo cuando es rocío, quiero tu labio, quiero tu lío.
It's like I float, hope you know what you're ready for. I'ma take it slow like an edible. I'ma bring the show like a festival. Even though you're grown, I am terrible. Sexy, no comparable.
Loving while I'm wanting to flamenco. I just keep it spicy like pimiento.
World, you wanna buy me when I been low? Wanted me to ride like I like it too. I smooth sashay like flamenco. I lose my brain to that tempo. The moon shining with a wrinkle. Doing my thing from the get-go.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations from UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Flamenco featuring Mala Rodriguez by Javi Mighty off of her most recent album, Stock Exchange. Just before that was Prado with Men in Black off of Prado Monroe EP, and then opened that set with Debbie Friday's newest single, came out in October, Focus. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, invigorating. We've talked about the overarching question is what invigorates you inherently cool? We've talked about spiritually invigorating, relationally invigorating. Now we're going to talk about economically invigorating. This will be the briefest one considering I don't know anything about economics. But my understanding is that it's a collective process, like to like invigorate an economy, like a group of people need to participate. Like I think about the, or everybody needs to participate. I think about the like, what's his, Henry Ford? I don't know, the guy who did Ford. Like he invented the assembly line, but he was like, the number one thing that we did to increase our profit margins were pay their workers a livable wage, because then they could then afford to buy the things that they were making or like participating in making. So I would say pros and cons to Henry Ford, but that is a very, I think we would do well to remember that sentiment going forward and at all times. Just how it, people are kind of like, there's a lot of like panic about a lot going on, but specifically in the economy that people aren't buying or participating in these markets that traditionally have kind of been a foundation for the economy in general. I think of home ownership in Vancouver, or just like, yeah, housing in Vancouver in general. Like, in order to live in Vancouver, you kind of need a place, you need a place to live, and that's not, it's increasingly inaccessible, which then just means that people aren't living here. It just means that it's pushing people out and people can't participate in what, like, the economy of the city, the community of the city, the culture of the city, etc. And the people who are here, the gap between who has access and who doesn't is getting increasingly desperate. So I guess just a reminder, the economy, any economic changes or relationships, you have to remember that benefiting a specific group is not in the long run sustainable. You have to view it as a collective process, because that's what it is. Again, I would like to remind everyone that this episode and the songs chosen was invigorated or motivated by, I thought it was a SoCan period and people get paid when you play their music. So that's why economy is in there at all. Again, I don't know what money is, but I still think that I made some valid points. So we're going to move on. This is TDJ out of Montreal with the song Yesterday off of TDJ 002 Deluxe, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. creating boundaries or asking for space is seen as complaining or seen as weak. And when it's external, it's one thing.
Like, sexual confidence is not a look. It's not a place you get to. It's really about like being like, I am giving myself permission to feel cute today.
Are you interested in conversations about the way that gender is understood in our everyday lives? Join the Gender Empowerment Collective every 4 weeks, where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, and social justice, like sexism in the workplace, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry.
Every episode, you'll hear from an expert on that week's topic, along with a discussion that dives deep into each complex issue. Tune into Intersections, presented by the Gender Empowerment Collective every fourth Tuesday, and check out our episode archive on CITR.ca.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination, with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Thank you.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Monsters Without Names, Autos Glide, by KCMQ off of their album Baby KC Ultra. I guess obviously featuring Otto, who I adore, I love. I played their newest single, Veronique, last week. I will probably play it again in the future. Sue me. And their album, Clam Day, is just amazing. Just before that was Pedal Supplies, All I Think About, off of their most recent, I guess like their most recent full release, Hey EP, which came out in 2020. And every single song is amazing. I have a lot of like care towards that song because I am like very much in love at the moment. So it feels, I'm like, yes, you get it. Cool. And then just before that, opened that set with TDJ Yesterday off of TDJ 002 Deluxe out of Montreal. We have reached the end of our episode. You're listening to Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. And today's definition of the cool is cool, adjective, invigorating. We talked, the overarching question is what invigorates you inherently cool? Cool is a value that leads to ... We talked about spiritual invigoration, relationship invigoration, economy invigoration. And now we've just reached the end where, again, I thought that this was a SoCan week. But buy music from artists, pay artists for their work. Even if you think, like, oh, I could have done that. Like, I'm so sorry, you probably couldn't. And also, you didn't. So, who cares? I was like, if you want it, pay for it. And also, support local businesses. Come on. Someone's got to do it, and it might as well be you. Up next is Into the Wood with Mel Woods. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to close the show with Blue Hawaii's newest single, Butterfly, one of the upcoming singles from My Best Friend's House, which is coming out next month, February 18th. So this is Butterfly, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.